This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, all across the country to great radio stations around America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, keeping things running, construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thank you for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com for more information about the program and whatnot. All right, 7 minutes past the hour. Here's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Hey, kiddo.
Oh, Captain, I would say I'll raise a hallelujah tonight. The Wounded Warriors, I tell you, I've been all over this. I lost the whole weekend to it, or I gained a whole weekend to it. I have never in my life...
Well, if you watched it, you gained something.
Oh, absolutely, I did. And, you know, the thing is, I don't even know what to say, people, but... I'm going to cry. We were very fortunate, and by the way, I don't get everything, but we were very fortunate. Bay News 9 locally, full coverage. I mean, I didn't miss a beat. I didn't miss a minute of they were there. Veronica Cintron, I actually called her. I called her on the phone and thanked them. And so they'll do the closing one too there. Cause I was in awe. I was on top of the TV so I could see everything. That Amalie Arena was so loaded with people. I mean,
wait till you see the closing.
Oh, I know. Well, I've asked.
It'll be like a hockey game.
I know. I can't wait. I can't.
Uh-huh.
I tell you,
they've already told me to be there 2 hours ahead of time.
Oh, and Captain, I know you were part of this and in that, and
I'm all over the award stage.
I know, mm-hmm. And I'm gonna. That's why I definitely asked them. Please show it that time. I have a personal friend. I did everything I could, but I know they will. I know they will. By the way, things in between, I could not take. You know, there's a reason why. You know, people, we complain about so much. These people, so many of them didn't have legs, didn't have arms. And I could tell you so many moments where I didn't know whether to salute, cry, pray.
Well, I told several of them yesterday, you know, when they were talking about, you know, they were giving me thanks and all that. I said,
no,
it's all about you guys. I said, let me tell you something. I said, I'm taking a look at you guys. You would have died if it had been Vietnam. You're alive here to talk about it. So naturally, we're going to support you. I said, you are our future. Yep.
And it's the attitude, just like yours, Captain. It's always, well, I did what I had to do. Because I've heard you say that. You don't.
It's true.
And, you know, I'm sorry if I start crying. You know, there's no apology. You guys have known me 5 years, some of you. You know, this is a reason to weep out of kind of hope. I mean, don't they give you hope? I mean, these are not...
It's inspirational to the umpteenth degree.
Absolutely, absolutely. I make no apology for crying. I saluted, I wept, I shouted, you know, the whole... And I called everybody, you know, because most people, you know, at least could get it on when I got it on, and I did call the station. I left a message with Veronica Cintron and her love for all of this. If any of you missed it, please try to watch some of it and do.
Well, let me stop you for a second because DOD Divids has a cable channel on the satellite, DOD Divids,
okay.
And they are broadcasting these games live.
Oh, you see,
live.
That's good to know. I wouldn't have known that either.
Yeah, I was on their broadcast several times over the weekend.
Well, see, that's why, Captain, thank you so much for... And, you know, I will say the Captain is more involved in this than some of you know, and I know he doesn't want me to say anything, but you better watch the closing, that's for sure.
It's going to be great.
Sunday, am I correct, Captain?
Sunday from 7 to 9.
I'm not going to drop this all week. I've got
Sunday, 7 to 9, June 30th, not 7 to 9 p.m.
In the Amelie Arena, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. By the way, it's the first time I've ever seen him. Well, that's quite a pay. I thought I was watching, you know, one of the, you know, rallies. But anyway, to see all that greatness packed into one thing, and if anybody's listening to me, that any of you that participated, any of our military, I'm so proud. I don't usually use that word proud. You know, I usually say blessed. I was so proud. And Tampa, not a better place. I mean, like they said, you couldn't have a more welcome place, a better place. And John Stewart, wasn't he something, Captain? He was never even served, and yet you think he did. The love he has for our first responders, how he stuck up for them, how he's been to all this. I didn't even know that he was that involved with the military, you know, so God bless him, and oh, my goodness.
Well, there's a story behind that, but I don't have time.
That's right, but that's okay. And the head of the Fisher House, did you see him? He couldn't weep. He was just weeping because we know what the Fisher House represents, you know, for those that. But anyway, I don't have time to go into this all, but I'm telling you, if any of you missed this, there's a whole week left, and the closing ceremony, if it's anything like the opening one, where they passed the torch on, it was so emotional.
Well, they're going to shut down just like it's an Olympic game, the same way the torch goes to the next destination.
It is so. You really want to watch it because, you know, this is a once in a... We've never had this.
By the way, I believe there's a movement afoot by the United States Olympic Committee to put wheelchair and disabled athletics into the international... arena at the Olympic Games.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's what I heard yesterday.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, I have never been so impressed, and I can't talk about this every night, of course, because I know I have other things to talk about, but that doesn't mean I won't be I'll be in between all my other work, and I do work around the clock, but I'm going to watch what I can because they deserve. And let me end with these words. So perfect for them. Romans 12, rejoice in hope. And boy, do they give us hope. Endure in infliction. And boy, have they endured, just like the Captain. And persevere in prayer. And so, God bless America. God bless everyone that's listening to this. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night. But boy, oh boy, Captain, I've never seen anything quite like it. God bless you, and God bless everyone.
All righty, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, all excited about what she's seen. And, you know, why not? Why not? I mean, it is exciting. It is inspirational. So, if you get a chance, come on out to the Warrior Games. Alrighty, I'll be right back with more. We've got the phone lines are going to open up, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600. If you want to talk about the Warrior Games, so be it. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from Tampa, Florida here. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, for those of you that don't know, I'll just be brief. I've been shot, stabbed, blown up, burned, buried alive, and broken a lot of bones in the line of duty, both in the military and in the fire service, to this country and the community in which I lived in. Now, arthritis has now become my enemy. And as a result, I have to take something for it. Now, I was taking the prescription drugs Mobic and Flexeril, but I didn't want to be stuck taking prescription drugs. So about 5 years ago, I got off it, and I told my doctor, I said, that's it, I quit, no more. Plus, it had some side effects to it every now and then. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. They said, well, what do you plan on taking instead? What are you going to do? And I said, well, I think the strongest pain reliever I can get without prescription is probably Aleve. So I'm going to take Aleve, and I'm going to follow the instructions and see what I can do. In your opinion, what's the most I could take per day? And they said, well, don't take more than six, but take it with a meal, two in the morning, two at lunchtime, two at night. So I did that for about two and a half years. And along comes Mike Gallagher, my buddy, talking about Relief Factor. And I heard about it, and I went, wow, can it be? So I took the trial. I took the starter kit for the 1995, and I started it, and I did it, took it just the way it said to take it, and my pain stopped. My joints, my tightness, and that sort of stuff stopped. It really did. And it worked for me, so I've been taking it ever since. Only now I've been able to cut it back from the 3 a day where you start, the 2 a day, which is where you drop down to 1 a day, certainly every day. And occasionally, if I have some problems, I will take a second pack of the pills. And they're all natural. It's all natural, 100% natural. And it's drug-free, which is what I like, because I don't want to have drugs if I can possibly get away with it. Now, all you got to do to start the 1995 starter pack is to go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And don't forget that you can also go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the logo link that's right there. Okay? So there you go. Now, Denise Simon is chiming in here, and I'm just sending her a little message as we speak here because she's asking me about the just whatever it is that I'm going to be talking about. And, yeah, I'm going to be talking. by the way, what do you think about Iran making the threat that they made to us? After all was said and done and after they got lucky off the hook, now what? But now what, right? Jeez. I don't know. It is what it is. But what can I say? You don't already know it, right? I'm sure you do. But the thing of it is the players in the game here, if you've seen the map, and you saw where that drone was, at one time it was out 20 miles. And now, Iran is saying, oh, no, and of course, we're building together a coalition. Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, is over in the Middle East. Bolton is talking to Israel. And we'll see where that goes. And the other thing is, When you talk about people like Tom Cotton, he says Iran is marching up a chain of provocation acts. Sure they are. And Admiral Stavridis, who came out and warned about Iran, you probably heard him here on many of these stations, he says change the course or face collision. Well, we're already on a collision course. The question is, how much collision is it going to be? And by the way, if Iran fires anything and hits any of our assets anywhere in the region, you don't think we're not going to retaliate? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it is what it is. And all I can tell you is the Congress talking about the War Powers Act, and about passing a new one, updating it, and this, that, and the other, to try to get something done. We'll see what happens there. No guarantees. No guarantees. So there you happen. There it happened. And let's not forget that the Washington Post is out there throwing out a bunch of crap again. You know, you got to watch out for these news stories. And some networks will just take it and go, well, the Washington Post said, doesn't mean it's right or accurate. But the Washington Post did put out a story yesterday that said Trump rejects advice trying to push us into a war. actually, I think he made his mind up based on the fact, and I'll take him at his word, that he was concerned about the loss of life. We lost a drone, unmanned. Granted, it was worth $128 million, but we were going to wind up killing about 150 people. And he was, again, talking about that. So, again, we'll see what happens. And don't forget, the Supreme Court this week is going to be making some monumental decisions about the census and the maps that are going to wind up there. It's going to change. It might change some of the electoral maps. It might change some of the numbers around the country. We'll see. And I just feel that this case, and again, you don't see, here's the thing, you don't really know how these judges are going to decide. So you have to sit here and just conjure it up, and I hate to just speculate on something, but I think the question about asking them whether or not they're a U.S. citizen or not on a census report, I don't have any problem with that. I really don't. Why would anybody have a problem with that? And they said, well, they're not going to answer it, and therefore these people aren't going to, they're going to lose a congressional representative here and there. Well, maybe they are. But then again, if it's California, great, right? Great. If it's California, they got way too many anyway. If the illegals are afraid to answer the census when it asks if they're a citizen or not, then guess what? If California's afraid of losing some of their people, if Illinois is afraid to lose, and by the way, these are blue states doing the complaining, not red states. These are blue states doing the complaining. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And then there's Omar up there in Minnesota. Yep. She is questioning, or there are questions, I'm sorry, more questions coming, about her marriages, her mysterious marriages is what the Star Tribune of Minneapolis is calling it, and her immigration history. Well, there should be, and they should have been doing that to begin with. Good Lord. Vetting of people is something that has taken a back seat for whatever reason, and it's not right. And we all know we need to change the immigration laws. We all know that. We also know we need to change, upgrade, get rid of, whatever, the asylum for the reasons it was intended for, not just for somebody to come across the border and go, oh, I'm being persecuted in my country, I want to declare asylum. And they're from Mexico. Or they're from El Salvador. Or they're from Guatemala. Gee whiz. Come on. Now, Syrian refugees, got to be vetted. We got a bunch of them here in this country that just somehow or another got in here and got dumped, and they're still here. So think about that while we go to break, and we're going to be coming back with our first military and veterans news segment. It's all about we the people here on this program, we the people, and being an American first. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump has tweeted that he's postponing the threatened immigration raids that were scheduled for 10 cities across the U.S. The president said the nationwide sweep would mean millions of people living in the U.S. illegally would be deported. Several cities and some states oppose the federal crackdown on illegal aliens. California Governor Gavin Newsom:
you should continue to send your kids to camp, summer school. Know that you should feel confident going to work. We have your back. And you know, we've been through this before. We lived through this same political theater.
Also, Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee in Texas had this warning:
the difficulty that we face now is frankly an administration that is not chosen to delve into a cooperative process.
President Trump wants Congress to come up with a plan during the two-week waiting period. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. One right here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay. And the other one up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right there outside Boston. So here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Yes, sir. And again, check out the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. The other in Clearwater, Florida. Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. I'll repeat those three words. unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Very highly sought after, very well paid. You start out at $50,000 to $60,000 a year and go up very rapidly. Now, check them out online at NEA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080 to find out more. Again, the phone number, 800-659-2080, the website, NAA.edu, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open, and tell them you want to take the tour. Tell them you want to take the tour. Well, some great news, of course, Maryland, the veterans there, the VFW, that brought a lawsuit against the removal, a challenge to take down the 40-foot-tall cross that was there in the state of Maryland on public land. The Supreme Court 7-2 decision last week clarified the fact that the mere shape of a monument does not create an establishment of religion, so therefore the nearly 100-year-old memorial will be allowed to stay on public land. Now, the VFW's emblem kind of looks like a cross, but it's not. The Distinguished Service Cross kind of looks like a cross, but it's not. The Distinguished Service Medal, okay? And I can go on. But guess what? Just because it kind of, sort of, looks like something that's religious, doesn't make it religious. Hello, come in. God, Lord. And by the way, have you ever seen the fire service or Maltese cross? Yeah, I rest my case. Now, for those of you veterans that want to have an opportunity to talk to the President of the United States and the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Mr. Wilkie, there will be a conference call tomorrow for VFW members at 11:45 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the one-year anniversary of the passage of the Mission Act and the milestones accomplished during this time. Now, to find out more, you need to go to the VFW website and click on the items that are there. And you'll see, once you get into the system and sign up, you'll be given a conference ID number, and then you have to RSVP that you're going to call. And hopefully many of the veterans that are involved directly in that legislation will do, in fact, that. Also, the VFW is supporting the medicinal cannabis research that's being done by the VA. They think it's a good idea for some of the patients that are especially terminally ill with horrible pain that they're having to live through. And personally, I think that may not be a bad idea for some of those folks. I personally would never do it myself, not once, not ever, because you need to be in control of your faculties, which is why I'm going the natural deal now for the pain that I suffer instead of, you know, all the other stuff. By the way, the TRICARE catastrophic cap reimbursement is something that's being worked on right now. DHA is working to correct an error with the implementation of recent TRICARE charges, which resulted in retiree enrollment fees not being credited to the family catastrophic cap. And to rectify the overpayment, the DHA sent out letters to the affected beneficiaries that indicates that they can be refunded or credited for future enrollment fees. Now, also, we have something called the National League of POW/MIA Families. It just turned 50 years old. It was part of the President's Commission years ago, a spinoff part of it, when he created the POW/MIA Commission, of which I was a part of, by the way, at the time, and was until Bill Clinton got rid of it. I was a representative from New York State, one of the several representatives from New York State. I represented the upstate area when I was on it. By the way, the GI Bill, happy birthday, turns 75 June 22nd, 75 years prior. The Service Members Readjustment Act of 1944, known as the GI Bill, celebrated its 75th anniversary over the weekend on June 22nd. And since then, the GI Bill has been a critical tool for veterans returning to transition into civilian life. The bill has provided veterans and their families education benefits, financial assistance, home loan guarantees that have led to the expansion of the American middle class and economic growth and opportunity. The post 9/11 veterans that are now included in this are also finding out favorable things in their favor. Now, the 2001 authorization for use of military force repeal is gaining traction again. The vote was included in the $1 trillion minibus appropriations bill that passed the House by a vote of 226 to 203. The existing AUMF was initially passed in the weeks following the attacks. September 11, 2001, authorized the administration then to use military force against those responsible for the attacks and nations who were complicit in harboring those responsible for the attacks without express congressional approval. Now, in recent years, many lawmakers have grown concerned about the AUMF grants that the administration has used to much of the unilateral power and strips Congress of its responsibility to declare war, or certainly to have a unsuccessful fought to repeal the provision. It's not been able to have been done so far. And if approved by the Senate, the administration will have 8 months to draft a new AUMF or do nothing at all. However, both the President and Senate Leader Mitch McConnell have indicated that the repeal is a non-starter. Now, the MIA update this week, Navy Reserve Seaman Second Class Moises A. Martinez, who was stationed aboard the USS Colorado, which was moored about 3,200 yards from the shore of Tinian Island, wound up being sunken. He was one of the people that died on board that vessel. There were four crewmen declared missing in action, 39 personnel killed, including Martinez, and he's been identified and returned to his family for internment after all these years. Now, Army Private Jacob W. Gibbons was a member of Company K, 3rd Battalion, 60th Infantry Regiment, 9th Infantry Division, which was engaged in battle against enemy forces in the Raffelsberg sector of the Hürtgen Forest near Germameter, Germany. Back in October of 1944, he was reported missing in action. His remains were found and identified just recently. We welcomed them home, and we hope that they have eternal rest wherever they're laid to rest. So there you go. And that's the Military and Veterans News Report for this hour. We'll have another one coming up next hour. And we've got some new news on the Eddie Gallagher Chief Petty Officer trial there. That's moving very quickly towards some sort of decision one way or another because of the sensational things that have happened with that trial. So, I'll be right back to check the highways and byways again. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live in living color from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And I hope you're enjoying your morning so far, your Monday morning. Grab another cup of coffee. We're going to throw it in overdrive and get right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All righty, the captain. Captain's America Third Watch continues to roll along in the night. That's the Highway Junkie song. And guess what? The Strucker's Highway and Biber Report brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Listen to me. At your Pilot and Flying J truck stop. But if you want to find out more about the National Aviation Academy, we'll let you do that too at NAA.edu. But your Pilot and Flying J brings you the Trucker's Highway and Biber Report. And don't forget to check them out, because it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Now, strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy rain is shifting over into the eastern states. We've got a lot of flash flood watches and warnings going on this morning here. And strong to severe storms are shifting to the east. They'll extend from the mid-south into the Ohio Valley, the Great Lakes, into the middle Atlantic, much across Texas. And by the way, the main threats will be damaging winds. There were some lines of thunderstorms with straight-line winds that came through and wreaked havoc yesterday across parts of Texas and Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas. And heavy rain will be along with that, possibly a tornado or two, not ruling that out, that will cause flash flooding in many areas. Now, warm temperatures and breezy conditions are going to produce areas of elevated fire weather threats in the western portions and the Great Basin in Southwest. Now, in the Southeast, get ready for the ice cubes, baby, from Brunswick, Georgia, all the way up to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You are going to have heat index temperatures 105 to 110 degrees. Same thing for Naples, Florida, over to Fort Lauderdale, down to Miami, down to Marathon. Same thing for South Florida. So it's going to be really hot today in those two parts of the country. So be advised. Now, let me just kind of go back up into the Midwest. Michigan, western part of Michigan, central part of Michigan, coming across, not quite to Detroit, but close, about 20 miles away. You're going to have flash flood watches and warnings there for the weather that's developing in your backyard there. Certainly some rain, and there'll be quite a bit of it. Now, you got some unsettled conditions right now tonight in Wisconsin, around Madison. Be advised there. Conditions are ripe for storms to kick up down below. Looking at Missouri, you've got some rain in southwest Missouri, certainly Joplin to Springfield, over to Fort Leonard Wood. There are some rain showers in the area. There's also some flash flood watches in that area. Southeastern Kansas, central Kansas around Salina, you've got weather conditions there with some flash flood watches in the area. Oklahoma, southeast Oklahoma, about halfway up the state, you've got flash flood watches. You do have some rain in southeastern Oklahoma tonight, heavy at times, which is bringing some of the rivers up and some flash flood watches there. Now, across Arkansas, halfway across Arkansas, up to about Little Rock and south, and southeast Arkansas into central Louisiana along I-20, in particular, you have got flood warnings right now for some heavy rain showers that have been taking place in that area. So be advised, flood warnings. All the normal low places are going to be running, if water's going to be running over the banks. There appears to be a line of thunderstorms in northeastern Louisiana right now that is moving to the east. So be careful there and pay close attention to your weather radios. Over along between I-10 and I-20, south of the Metroplex, San Antonio, Austin for sure, you have got some rain. You've got some severe thunderstorms. You've got some flash flood watches there. You've got unsettled weather conditions around Houston. Looks like the streams are all way up over their banks again, or getting to be. And in Arizona, around Phoenix, very poor quality air today. You've got a freeze warning. The only place where I can see it's really cold tonight is around Pueblo, Colorado. And, of course, they had that snow. they had that snow west Denver up in the mountains. They had about 2 feet of snow up there, Steamboat Springs. And it's still cold enough up there. Snow isn't going anywhere. So that's what the weather is looking like right now. And all brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J truck stop. not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Some pretty good vittles there if you want to get something to eat. And don't forget, trucking services there, truck washes, and some have repair shops now and all that sort of stuff. So check them out, Pilot and Flying J. Tell them the captain sent you, and guess what? You're going to get yourself a cup of coffee, which is going to help you out. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Vittles.
That's like Granny used to cook. Vittles. You haven't had vittles? You haven't lived until you've had vittles.
Not in a long time.
You haven't had food, you've had vittles. Okay, here we go. Now, there is news that's coming out as if it's breaking news, and it sounds like it is, that sometime yesterday the Houthis launched a cruise missile that struck this airport again that they seem to keep aiming at to kill one person and injured seven. What do you know?
Well, it, you know, based on those numbers, that appears that it happened way back on June the 12th. It may be that it's kind of recirculating, mostly because of the recent nonsense with Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget that the Houthis are an Iranian militia, and everything that the Houthis has been supplied by Iran, including what they have called a cruise missile.
Okay, and so I guess the story, we still don't know whether it is what it is, but we'll just say that it is being reported, and there are news sources that are running with it, like as if it may have just happened. Now, the Iranians are talking tough in lieu of the fact that they almost got attacked. They're talking tough, and they're warning the U.S. that they're going to go after the U.S. troops. They know where they're stationed in the region, and we're going to go after their bases and their troops, and we're just, you know, it's one of those things. Are they just waving a saber?
Well, I mean, the big threat has been Iraq all along. As I mentioned on your show a couple of days ago, remember it was Pompeo at one point last month, maybe late April, that he was going to meet with Merkel. He canceled that trip and made essentially an emergency stop in Iraq to warn the Baghdad government and to meet with our military leaders in Iraq to say you better harden all facilities that we have in Iraq because we have this intelligence. So I don't believe that it is any place necessarily outside of Iraq. We have a few troops that are still in Syria. I don't believe that that's the issue. I believe it's necessarily concentrated in Iraq and, or I might add, it could be some facilities in Saudi Arabia. So we're putting,
they're threatening areas across the Gulf, too, besides threatening our troops specifically.
Yeah, and, you know, we have an awful lot of abilities to determine, obviously, where these threats are coming from and then to check them out and see how real they are. But, you know, it is an interesting consequence since we did not do any kind of strikes on less than a dozen targets in response to the drone, we did do a cyber operation.
Okay, hold that thought. When we come back, folks, we'll tell you about the cyber attacks that are being reported. The U.S. striking Iran and Iran striking the U.S. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8255.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.